101.7 AM 920 KWAD. I'm CJ Baumgartner. It is 8:40 on a Wednesday. Good morning in downtown Wadena, 39 degrees. It is the second Wednesday of the month, and that means we are joined by Reed Reinbold of the Otter Tail County Sheriff's Office. He comes in and talks with us once a month to give us an update on what's going on over at the Sheriff's Department in Otter Tail County. Hey, Reed, great to talk with you again this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, you know, a lot going on in Otter Tail County as we get ready, obviously moving over from the summer to the fall, and now officially in fall as the weather starts to feel a little bit more like it. And we talked a little bit, I believe, last month about some road safety stuff, but I think you want to hammer it home again here.
Yeah, sorry. I talked about it last month, and I hate to repeat myself, but we had another stop arm violation report this week, and I just wanted to really stress that the school bus safety. If you see a school bus out there and it's got flashing lights, you have to stop. Just give them room, have patience, give them time. Remember, those are kids out there, and that's the primary concern, is making sure everybody's safe.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's that thing that everybody kind of takes for granted, or maybe people don't quite think about it when they're in the moment, but that's can be a scary situation if you're not paying attention.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, you're not paying attention and you think it's not a big deal, but remember there's kids out that could be out getting on the bus, getting off the bus. You might not see them coming around the bus. So, yep, just slow down. If you're behind a bus, just plan on it having frequent stops.
And, you know, we're in October, and MEA is already next week, which is crazy because I thought school started like a week ago.
Right.
It's how fast things are going now. And that also means that we're getting into that youth hunt, and that's coming up a little bit. And you have some tips or some things you want to share with everybody before going.
Yeah, thanks. Just a reminder that next weekend is youth deer hunting season, you know, we encourage lots of hunters, encourage people to get outdoors and enjoy that. You know, if you're ages 10 to 17, you can participate in the youth hunt. And if you're 10 years old to 13 years old, you have to have an adult with you. Licenses are free for the youth. And if you're 12 and older, you have to have firearm safety certificate or your apprentice hunter certificate. Just make sure if you're a parent or guardian or mentor that's going to be taking a youth out, make sure they've fired that weapon a few times. Make sure you point out where it's safe to use them, how it's safe to use them, and just follow those good gun safety tips.
Yeah, and, you know, with you guys at the Sheriff's Office, do you have to, I mean, obviously there's the DNR, but do you guys have to deal with anything, if there's any calls, any stuff? What are you guys going to have to deal with in terms of that hunting season stuff?
Sure. Well, we help out with the DNR, you know, is the primary agency that will handle any kind of hunting violations, fishing violations, that kind of thing. But, you know, they're spread thin just like we are, so often we get called at least to initially respond and take the information down. Additionally, injuries, things like that occur during hunting season, we respond to and assist with.
And when it comes to that stuff, what's kind of the main call you guys come out for? Is it just people reporting poaching? Is it just somebody hearing something that they don't quite know what's going on? What do you guys typically get called out for?
Boy, we get it's kind of the full gamut of calls that we get. We come out for poaching. We get lots of poaching calls at night. You know, people are out shining deer, but there's, you know, people come up and they haven't seen their family, and usually there's maybe some alcohol involved at night, and so we get a lot of domestic assault calls, fight calls during the night, during hunting season. It gets busy for everybody.
Yeah, it gets a little hectic during that time of year. And, you know, no great segue into that, but as we talk about people getting in fights with each other, you wanted to talk a little bit about the jail.
Well, yeah, you know, we talk about law enforcement a lot, and our patrol officers and our corrections officers in our jail are really kind of our unsung heroes. They don't get thanked often enough, but what a group of dedicated individuals that we're fortunate to have working in our jail. The Otter Tail County Sheriff's Office is responsible for a jail. We have 32 full-time employees and 12 part-time corrections officers, and they're responsible for the welfare of our inmates, the safety and security of our facility and the staff, and they just keep busy. They're doing well-being checks, they're passing medications. Our inmate population has completely changed over the last 20 years that I've been here, to where we're really dealing more and more with mental health issues, as beds are fewer and farther between for mental health patients. A lot of them end up having to at least temporarily reside in our jail until we can find a better place for them. Detox facilities are falling, you know, they're fewer and farther between as well. So we're having to detox a lot of our inmates. So there's just a lot more responsibility placed on our corrections officers. And like I said, they don't get thanked often enough.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a thankless job, really, having to do some of the stuff that they do. So, yeah, shout out to those guys. Hey, Reed, anything you want to talk about? Anything you want to mention while we got you here in studio?
No, that about covers it.
We're talking with Reed Reinbold. He's a part of the Ottertail County Sheriff's Office and Department. He's here talking with us once a month to give a shout out to some of those unsung heroes in Ottertail County. Also giving you guys some important safety tips as we get ready for and continue through some harvest season, school season, and youth hunt coming up as well. And hunting season, of course, less than a month away already. Crazy to talk about.
It is. Goes fast.
Exactly. And next month we'll be in the middle of it. We'll be talking about it when we meet up.
Right.
So a ton of stuff going on. Great to chat with you, Reed, and we look forward to seeing you again next month.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Reed Reinbold of the Ottertail County Sheriff's Department. If you want to hear this entire interview again, you can go to our website, wadenaradio.com, as well as the KWAD Facebook page.